Newly sworn in President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva walked up the ramp of the presidential palace, flanked by members of Brazil's diverse society, including an indigenous leader, a black woman, a disabled man, a child, and a rubbish collector. It was a symbolic gesture. They shared the task of bestowing Lula the presidential sash, in lieu of outgoing President Jair Bolsonaro, who refused to recognize his successor.
We will use the weapons that our adversaries fear the most, the truth that prevails over lies, hope that conquers fear, and love that defeats hatred.
Thousands of supporters from all over Brazil had come to witness the return of the man they call the People's President. Firemen doused them with water to help overcome heat and exhaustion. Many, like Tatiana and Adriana, had arrived before dawn.
We've been waiting for 4 years for democracy, for the Brazilian people to eat and have jobs.
Lula's political comeback is nothing short of extraordinary. In 2018, he was sentenced to a nearly 13-year prison term for corruption, although he was later released after his sentence was overturned. 8 kilometers from the palace, fierce opponents camped near a military barracks, refusing to recognize their left-wing president. They vow to continue resisting Lula, who won by a very small margin in a bitterly fought election.
Lula, guerreiro, o povo brasileiro.
But his supporters are overjoyed. Lula himself was overcome with emotion when he spoke of ending hunger among the poor.
Na porta dos açougues.
Lines of people at the doors of butcher shops looking for bones to alleviate hunger, while at the same time others wait to buy imported cars and private jets. Such a social chasm is an obstacle to the building of a truly just, democratic society.
Lula is promising to reinstate most of the social programs that made him so popular during his first 2 terms. He has awoken tremendously high expectations amongst Brazilians, and that's always dangerous because there are expectations that he may not be able to meet. Lula's powerful opponents, led by former President Bolsonaro, are determined to thwart his government at every turn, leaving the new president little time to celebrate. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Brasilia.
One of Lula's campaign promises was to take action on the Amazon rainforest. Let's explore more on that with Professor Carlos Nobre, a climate scientist and Nobel Peace Prize laureate. He joins us live from Brasilia. Professor Nobre, the destruction of the rainforest broke new records under the leadership of Jair Bolsonaro. Briefly, just how bad was the deforestation and why was it allowed to go unchecked, do you think?
Well, good evening, Terry, and good evening to all. Well, former President Bolsonaro, throughout his political career, he always defended a model of development which would see the indigenous people, the local communities, and the Amazon forests as enemies of economic development. He wants to get rid of the forest to replace by pastures, by mining. So he encouraged, from day one of his government, 2019, increases in deforestation all through illegality. So deforestation exploded, increased more than 75% in these 4 years, the last 4 years. Forest degradation, illegal mining, land grabbing, all those things, really, they were highest in the Amazon for a long time. So that's why I think, you know, President Lula has the right proposals to stop the destruction of the Amazon.
And Professor Nobre, we're told by the experts that the Amazon rainforest is a vital resource in the fight against climate change. Lula says, look, he wants to protect the rainforest, but he also knows that agribusiness is a key component of the economy. How can he balance these two conflicting issues, do you think?
Well, in fact, I mean, during the opening discourse earlier today, he said something very important, because Brazil has about 1.6 million square kilometers in cattle ranches. And Lula said there are 300,000 square kilometers of highly degraded pastures, and we can really move towards a much more sustainable livestock farming, really getting a lot of these areas for reforestation. So Lula has a plan to restore forests in many of these areas and to improve the productivity of livestock farming. So I think this is very positive. And also the modern agribusiness in Brazil, all over the world, would favor the so-called regenerative agriculture.
Lula has already appointed well-known climate activist Marina Silva as his environment and climate minister. She's expected to reach Lula's zero deforestation target by the year 2030. How difficult, though, will it be to achieve this rather lofty goal? And is it even realistic, do you think?
Well, it is realistic because when Lula was president 20 years ago, in 12 years, President Lula, two terms, and then President Dilma, deforestation reduced 80% in the Amazon. So they know how to do it. It's more difficult now because organized crime really took over all these actions in the Amazon. But I'm very optimistic that actually in 4 years in his term as president, deforestation rates will reduce to close to zero.
Let me get a final thought from you, Professor. I mean, many climate activists will breathe a sigh of relief now that Bolsonaro has gone. There was a real fear, wasn't there, that the rainforest as an ecosystem would have collapsed. What is the future for the Amazon rainforest, and will it ever recover from decades of destruction and mismanagement?
Yes, absolutely. We all scientists relate to the Amazon, to climate. We are saying for many years, the Amazon forest is very close to a tipping point of becoming a highly degraded, open canopy degraded ecosystems. So we have to get to zero deforestation, and then we have to start a large-scale forest restoration. During COP27, we launch Art of Restoration, large-scale forest restoration. Lula is supporting these ideas, large-scale forest restoration, to avoid this tipping point.
Professor Carlos Nobre, really good to get your thoughts and your analysis. Thank you very much indeed, sir, for talking to Al Jazeera. Thank you.
Thank you.